The homeless charity Cork Simon has described as very sad and tragic the discovery of a woman sleeping rough under a plastic skip bag in a green area not far from Cork city centre. The woman, who's believed to be in her 30s, was found asleep under the skip bag earlier this week, and she's now in emergency accommodation. Paul Sheehan of the Simon community in Cork joins us on the line. Paul, I know you're reluctant to talk too much about this particular case because, of course, the woman is entitled to her privacy, but what's your response to what happened?
Well, I'm sorry to say it's a reflection of the reality of sleeping rough in the city. You know, somebody trying to find a bit of safety, trying to find a bit of respite from the elements, and even worse for a woman who's sleeping rough, trying to find some way to conceal yourself so you're not visible. And that's what it's like for far too many people these days.
Talk to us then about the overall situation in Cork for the people you work with. Is there emergency accommodation for everyone who wants or needs it?
There clearly isn't enough emergency accommodation, or we wouldn't have people sleeping rough. And, you know, here in Cork, we've had well over 500 people a month staying in emergency accommodation across the city since October 2022. So just going on over 2 years now. And last year we met record numbers of people sleeping rough, some of them for one or two nights, some of them for longer, some of them for the very long term. And, you know, the numbers have remained consistently high this year. But, you know, having somewhere safe and secure to live is a basic human need. And we don't think anybody should be left out in this day and age. We're consistently told that housing and homelessness is a top priority, but clearly not if you've got, you know, somebody who's just trying to stay as safe and secure as possible while sleeping on the streets.
Can I ask you a little more about that? Because obviously there's been a lot of discussion about housing during this election, but do you believe there's been sufficient focus on the people you work with?
No, is the honest answer and the short answer. It's fundamentally a housing issue. And the cost of housing is far too high. If you're a single adult stuck in an emergency shelter, and you're probably stuck there at this stage for a long time, you've no hope of getting out. A route out would have been in the past the private rented sector. That's beyond anybody's reach. And you'll be waiting for affordable housing for a long time to come. There's a severe shortage of housing, but an even more severe shortage of one-bedroom housing. And single households are the fastest growing households, not just here in Ireland, but across the EU. So, you know, there needs to be a concerted effort to get to grips with the problems in the housing system. The Housing Commission suggested we need a fundamental reset of the housing system in Ireland to get to grips with it, and we welcome that. And we would be hopeful that the incoming government would take that on board.
Mm-hmm. Can I ask you just finally, I suppose one of the reasons why so many people are talking about this terrible case today is because we're talking about a woman and people immediately think, my God, was she safe to be sleeping in such a place? Have you noticed a rise in the number of women sleeping outdoors or in tents?
Not especially, no. And, you know, we did see a small increase last year, but we saw an increase generally across the board in rough sleepers. I think about one in five people sleeping rough last year met by our outreach team were women. Obviously, you know, anybody sleeping rough is vulnerable on the streets, but women especially so. But like, nobody should be left out on the streets in this day and age, and certainly not over the long winter months. You know, we're 2 months pretty much into the winter now. We've already had several weather alerts, severe weather alerts. You know, sleeping on the streets in a very short period of time can take a significant toll on people's health.
Well, Paul, thank you very much for talking to us this lunchtime. That was Paul Sheehan there of the Simon community in Cork.